views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Happy Christmas Eve. Wow. Where the heck did this year go? Well, for this community, it dove into all the garbage that we don't want anymore, that we got rid of, that we cleaned out our lives from, that we opened ourselves up to new possibilities, to discernment, to expansion, to more health and more success and money flow and more consciousness. You know, it's been a good year for this community. We've come a long way. And man, I'm happy to tell you that 2018 is going to bring more and more of the same. So hold on to your hats, because expansion isn't even a question anymore. Not for us. I want to start out by thanking Jan McKenzie, who went in and transcribed the entire last webinar for us, the predictions webinar. She said when she emailed it, "Thank you. It's a blessing that I get to do this, because it's so much more powerful when you read it on paper after you've heard it. It just reinforces everything." And I'm in agreement. I'm in the middle of going over it, and I'm going, oh my God, I forgot that. Oh my God, I forgot that. It was, when you see it on paper, you can see how our webinars just mount and increase like a snowball with every caller that calls in, and then bam, at the end, the big stuff just blesses us. I want to thank Stephen, my beautiful, fabulous, very sexy producer, for being here with us on Christmas Eve Day, and will be back with us also next week on New Year's. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because there's a lot of people that really are asking for a lot of support at this time of the year. So, you know, at the end of the webinar, we talked a little bit about this last week. At the end of the webinar, the channel invited us all to be reborn as the Christ child. So I really don't want to just hear those words. I wanted to explore what they actually mean. So I just asked the channel, what does it mean to be the Christ child? And very clearly, like almost trumpet sounding, came in the words unconditional love. That is not meaning the frequency of love. The frequency of love and the frequency of unconditional love are different. And we've gotten, for those of you who are interested in the frequency numbers, we know that 200-01 came in during Creation Station, which is the frequency of knowing that we're God. the frequency of unconditional love, which is the frequency of God and Christ, is 200-02. That's a new piece of information for all of you. Aren't you glad you tuned in today? When we are the frequency of 200-02, if that resonates with you, go there. If the words unconditional love resonate with you, go there. If your love place resonates more with you, then go there. They're all the same thing, guys. We're dealing with three different languages, all expressing the same thing. When we are unconditional love 200-02, our hearts are open, our chakras are open, which means the energy is flowing. If we close our hearts and our chakras, it stops the energy flow. And what is money? What is health? What is successful relationships? It's the flow of energy, right? Between the concept, the idea of what you want in you. When we are the frequency of 200-02, we live in the consistency of enough. For example, in religious terms, Christ never worried about money or food because he knew he could create it. If he didn't have enough fish, he created more. Now, that's a new thought. That's an expanded thought from what we're taught on this plane. So you have to open yourself up to that thought of the consistency of enough. That's who you are when you live in unconditional love. You are the consistency of enough. It's knowing that, and when I say I am, you are saying I am to yourself. It's knowing that I am the light, truth, and the way. I am responsible for being the light, for being the truth, for being the way of my own creation, working with the one energy that is everything. And I am the frequency of the thing I want. Dana Wilde sent out a great little thing, and I printed it and put it up. The thing you want wants you. But you got to hook up with it, guys. You got to get in alignment with it. If you want unconditional love and you're spending your day judging Washington, hating people, being in fear, right, then you're not in alignment with the very thing that you're asking for. When you become in alignment with it, it finds you and you find it. Like soulmates, you match up. So I am the truth, the way, I am the frequency of the thing I want, and I choose and focus what that is. I literally go in and pick the possibility because, you know, our definition of God is all thought, all possibility, and all space in between. So God is everything, and he's every place, and she's all of it. And you have to pick the God that you want to express, the possibility that you want to express. Christ knew he was God energy. He allowed it. He accepted it. He was it. And we are being invited to do the same thing. It's quite an honor. So in 2018, I am reborn as Christ energy in 2018, which means I am reborn as unconditional love. I am God as defined by what they just gave us, what I just gave you. Let's just take a moment and connect with that energy, guys. Connect with the Christ energy, the God energy, the energy of unconditional love. Can you feel it with your open heart? Yeah, they keep showing me freedom, my little puppy. Unconditional love. Start your day every morning from now through 2018 and on into an eternity, they're saying, with my intention today is to be and express unconditional love. I am the frequency of 200-02. Beautiful. So, my first Christmas present, you will all be thrilled to hear. I have found a beautiful, amazing new assistant. Her name is Aurora. I love that. And she's named after Aurora Borealis. So, she's our new light. She literally has done more in a week to get everything created and managed and on top of things than I could have ever hoped for. So much that she was able to take this week off and go back with her family. The second great Christmas present I've already received is a finalization of Gabrielle's divorce. We are so happy to have this clean energy to go into 2018 so that we can truly and more easily experience the frequency of unconditional love. And the third gift is a message that I received when I was dealing with my own healing and health. And it was literally that I and all of us have to begin acknowledging ourselves and our accomplishments much more, to celebrate ourselves, because a lot of spiritual people go, yeah, well, I did that. I gave money to the homeless, but isn't that what you're supposed to do? That's not such a big thing. Yeah, I helped three people today with private sessions and really saw huge openings in their lives. But, you know, that's what I do. That's ordinary. That's, yeah, I heard someone who I taught acting 2 years ago who called and said, you know, my life is still changed because of what you taught. Yeah, but, you know, no, we can't do that anymore. Not only do we want to acknowledge each other, but we have to start. If we want to be acknowledged, guys, we have to acknowledge that unconditional love that we are, and for ourselves through acknowledging the importance. And I'm talking about if you bake cookies, if you made the mailman happy. My mailman stopped and I gave him his Christmas gift, and he said, you know, Dee, the best gift you give me, most people on my route, I'm just a guy in a truck, but you always come out, you greet me, you give me a hug, you want to see if I need water or a hot chocolate, or, you know, you treat me with dignity. So, yeah, Dee, good for you. Good for you. Acknowledge that. So I'm asking all of you, acknowledge the fact that you're on this call right now on the morning of Christmas Eve. How great are you that you're coming forward for yourself? Our next webinar, guys, is, and this is, I think, going to be a series. I'm not sure yet. It's on creation completion. I am safe to create. There's a lot of new information coming in about really knowing that we are safe to be this powerful. It's Wednesday, January 24th from 7 to 9. It's already up on imdwallace.com if you want to sign up instead of waiting until the half hour before. And those of you who are on my email list, please look for my New Year's gift that will be going out toward the end of December. I'll just give you a hint. It's first come, first serve, because I've had a lot of you ask, can I do it again? So it will be out before, barring anything unforeseen, it will be out before January 30th. So make sure you look for it. Okay, we ready to go to the calls? Yeah, because I want to serve as many people as we can today. If you want to talk to the channel, press 1 now. We're going to start with Kathy. Hi, sweetheart.
Merry Christmas, Dee. I just wanted to say happy holidays and tell you how much I love you and for everything you do for all of us.
Oh, Kathy, thank you. Right back at you, baby. Do you have some great plans with family?
Yes, I'm actually planning out my dessert menu because I'm in charge of dessert for tomorrow.
Aha. What a fun thing to be. It's much more fun than being in charge of the gravy, let me tell you.
Definitely.
You know, my mom and I miss this so much. Every Thanksgiving and Christmas, I knew how to make it, but it was like a tradition that I would call her and go, Mom, how do I make the turkey gravy? She'd laugh. And she'd walk me through it again, right? And I sure do wish I could call her and do that all over again. But I know Gabrielle's going to start doing it with me pretty soon. So cherish all those traditions and have a bite of sweet stuff on me, Kathy. I love you so much. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I receive that love. Davina in Colorado, you're on, babe.
To the wonderful, awesome Dee, thank you so much and happy holidays.
Thank you. You too, darling.
Well, I too got some good news. My divorce is final as well.
Well, hey, we should party together, babe.
Yes, it's so nice to have that behind you, to really be able to start a new year fresh.
You bet. It really does free up your energy, doesn't it? And, you know, let's just know that that's opening up amazing opportunities for creation. It served a great purpose in helping us grow and helping us learn more about ourselves, come forward for ourselves, love ourselves, and hopefully stay in love toward the other person too. You got any comment about that, Davina?
Okay, some things are work in progress.
Yes, indeed. And that's okay. You know, according to the channel, the creation process is forever and continual. So we're always a work in progress and understanding more and more and more. So good for you. Is there anything else we can help you with today?
Can you tell me what was the purpose of my incarnation this time?
I can. We're going back to your little child and why you picked your parents. Because I want to remind everybody that you pick the parents who will teach you clearly what you do not want. They may teach you a lot of the things you do want too. But you go, oh my God, I've got to work on unconditional love and my parents are so judgmental, I'm going to go be born there. So what's the one thing you learned from your parents that you know you don't want to take into your own story, Davina?
Well, I mean, it was so abusive that not to abuse others. And I guess myself as well.
You bet. And the channel wants you to understand that they abused others because they felt like they were victims. Can you relate to that?
I've had the victim mentality all my life and,
That's what you came in to learn from them. So you could go, oh my God, they're such bloody victims. Oh, I remember. That's what I came in to learn from them. I'm not going there. So that's your big blessing in 2018 is to become mm-hmm. victorious, and your divorce is the first step in that direction for 2018. So yippee, you're on track yep. already. But to really know that you're a victor, that you're a creator, that you are not a victim of anybody or anything else unless you continually choose to be.
Okay. What is the highest knowing I need to know right now?
You're free. Boy, that came in like a bolt of lightning. I am free. And you see, again, if you look at your life is mirroring the answer to that question. I'm free in the divorce. I'm free now to create me. I can't blame him anymore. Can't use him as my excuse not to anymore. You know, blah, 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 blah. You're mm-hmm. free. We're all free, guys, to create us now. You got to either accept it or you'll be fighting it and not exponentially using it as much as you can. I am free to create me in every way from now on. There's no turning back, not for this community. All right, baby?
Right.
All
yes,
right,
it's
go,
nice to
go.
Close that door and look for the new year.
Yeah. Again, are we going to choose and allow ourselves to be born as the Christ child, which is unconditional love for self and for others? Powerful, powerful, and unconditional love. Powerful, unconditional love.
Very powerful. If we embrace that, wow.
Yeah,
amazing.
Indeed. So let's just all come forward and choose it right now. I'm choosing to embrace it. I'm choosing to be it. I'm choosing to choose it right now. So it is. Thank you, darling. You go have some amazing holidays.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you too, baby. And Miss Susan in Niagara Falls, you're on.
Oh, hi. I've got such wonderful news. By the way, happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you, darling.
And happy Christmas and New Year's. I have wonderful news.
Great.
I had my CT done last month, and my doctor didn't like it, so I took it to my surgeon, and he said, the cancer is all gone. He does see some stuff in the left lung. However, that is exactly the same as a CT that was done a year ago. It hasn't changed at all. So they're going to look into that a little bit more, and it's all good. But the cancer, I'm cured. Yay.
Yes, you
are. I love it,
Susan. And what a great journey. If you look back on it, what a great journey of empowerment for you. And what a great statement to the community that it can be done.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
I am the
work
part
with
of
doctors?
Me who makes my world.
What, baby? I'm sorry. We were talking at the same time. What?
I am the God of me who makes my world. I create what I am.
Indeed. And, guys, sometimes you work with doctors to do that. Sometimes you work with other people. Sometimes you work with relationships. We're in relationship with everything. But it starts with you. You know?
Yes.
So Gabrielle asked me the other day, she said, I don't get it. You know, why are you over this and I'm not? I said, have you been directing your body? And she just looked at me and rolled her eyes and went, okay, well, that's why. Because, you know, along with the other things we were doing, I was doing my work in saying, it's okay, body, come back into the state of balance and knowing now.
Now, I do have one question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So my right lung's great. The left lung, I've noticed I've had a little asthma and I've been coughing up some phlegm that's a little colored. And I just kind of wondered on a spiritual level, this is coming, I think, from the left lung. I'm not sure exactly, but.
Okay. They're giving me the word bacteria.
Okay.
So just direct your body to balance out, to find the bacteria and balance. Now we're going to a core belief. So remember what I just said, because I don't know if I'll be able to come back to it. This page here. Okay. Tell your body to locate the bacteria that's creating the phlegm.
Mm-hmm.
And say, look, thank you for bringing this to my attention. I know what I want, so you can release this out of my body now. Now we have to get clear about, because they're taking me to, I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. And okay, well, oh my God, I just laugh when this happens, because every time it happens, I forget that it happens. This is the first piece of information for the new webinar. We're afraid of our power. Okay? So, Susan, there's still a little part of you and all of us that's going, gosh, if I do this, I am really going to know how powerful I am, and I'm going to, there will never be a reason or an excuse ever again that I don't use this power, so I'm really going to have to be responsible. So do you want to choose that right now?
Absolutely. Definitely.
Okay. And if it's hers, it's ours. So we're all coming forward to literally choose that we want to be the full power of creation that is possible for our beingness to be. And when we are the frequency of 200-02, unconditional love, we are that power, that we accept it, that we embrace it, that we're excited about it. And here's the big one, that we trust it. We trust ourselves to handle it through and as divine love.
May I make a comment?
Hold on. Is that everything? Okay. Claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light around that. And so it is. Yes. Now, Susan.
Yes. Last night, I decided I wanted to go to karaoke, but I was having trouble breathing. So I stopped at a health food store, and I tested all the different teas. And the one that tested correct for me was deep breath. Go figure.
Huh.
So I bought it, went to karaoke, never sang better than that. I had 3 cups of tea, and I'm like, yay! You know, it's just like, finding out what is needed, for myself, just by using my pendulum.
Yep.
And I sat, the guy was watching me using my keys as my pendulum to say yes, no to whichever teas. So that was really wonderful.
I've gotten past the point of even worrying about it in the airport. People just kind of walk by. And a lot of people stop and go, could I ask you what you're doing? And it just gives me an opportunity to, share some of the work with them. So it's led to some really interesting conversations and the ripple effect for the work. So just brought in a really huge thing here. So are you acknowledging yourself for that?
Oh, absolutely. I totally talk to people about it. When I start using my pendulum, I explain what I'm doing and stuff.
No,
exactly.
But Susan, the information.
It's wonderful because then
the
they get a little bit of
information you just brought in, I want to acknowledge you, and I want you to acknowledge yourself for this amazing information you brought in to everybody that we now absolutely commit to knowing that we want to be our full power, and that we are safe to be our full power, and that we trust our full power in 2018. And so it is, baby. Thank you.
I absolutely, totally am with you right on the money, right on the market there.
You have beautiful holidays, sweetheart, and stay warm.
It's cold. It's beautiful. It's snowy winter, beautiful winter here.
Yeah, I know. All right, baby. Thank you. Wow. I hope everybody got that. If you're listening after this live show, please take the time to do that. Kasia in New York. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Z. Happy holidays.
Thank you, darling. You sexy voice, you.
Oh my God. I'm calling in. I have great news. I attracted a job, right? Which is
great.
Really, really good. But it's really far from where I live at. Like, it's about 2 hours away. And it almost costs the amount of a car note to get there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just wondering, it's a temp position, but I'm just wondering what made me attract the job that's so far, and if this is a good fit or is something else
okay.
going to call me somewhere
else. I have a perfect answer for you. They said,
okay.
hang in if you can through the month
uh-huh.
of January. Why you created uh-huh. this is you wanted to be very clear
mm-hmm.
that you can have what you want and not have to struggle. That the struggle doesn't come anymore with getting what you want. So
mm-hmm.
you attracted this fabulous job, and you love this
mm-hmm.
job, right?
It's okay. I mean, I'm not doing anything right now, so it's okay. It's in the area I want, though, yes.
Okay. So that's the part that you want to keep,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
So you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's like
right.
going to look at a house, and the
right.
house has the living room and dining room you love, but the kitchen,
uh-huh.
man, not so much.
Right.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
So
uh-huh.
all these things that you've created about the job, acknowledge yourself.
Okay.
And go, wow, that was good creating, and now I get to be a little clearer.
Okay.
That I want to be good to myself and find something closer to home. They
okay.
also
mm-hmm.
said, just to throw out for your perusal,
uh-huh.
that they might be able to help you with your transportation if you ask.
You know what? I was going to ask, right?
Say is no.
The reason I didn't ask for more money was because I kind of got the price of the tickets wrong. I thought it was 171, but it's actually like 240 plus my other thing. I kind of got it wrong. But I was at another temp position, and when I asked for more money, they let me go. So it kind of stopped. I was like, you know what? I got her to raise up from what she first offered me, but I just because the other temp agency let me go when I asked for more money, this is why I didn't ask for more.
Well,
I guess yeah.
Baby,
I guess
all
I'm
of
scared.
This.
Yeah.
Well, sure. Okay. But
right.
your past doesn't create this moment. And this
okay.
moment
right.
is the only moment that creates the future. And what
okay.
you're dealing with is a lot of different levels of I have to struggle. I can't
mm-hmm.
get everything I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I don't have enough money. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all self-esteem stuff. Kaja,
okay.
so
mm-hmm.
really start working with your light because you
mm-hmm.
are the light, you
mm-hmm.
know, and directing that light throughout you so that you know
mm-hmm.
that you are literally the frequency that's creating these things that you want. You're not asking for anything out of
right,
out of worth. You know,
right.
you're not going in and going, well, you know, I'm really happy to have this job, but now I want you to pay me a grand more.
Right.
You know,
right,
it's not mm-hmm. unreasonable.
Right.
But if you go in and go energetically, you know, I know I'm not worth asking this, but would you,
oh.
you think you guys, then they're going to match the lack of worth. They're
right,
not
right. Right.
You go in going, you know, I wanted to bring this before you.
Mm-hmm.
I made a mistake. This is what my fare is to get here. I want to be clear that
mm-hmm.
I want to keep this job, and
right.
I didn't know if you could help me out with the car fare any more than we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know,
okay,
that's clear.
Yeah,
that's to the point.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
you've stated up front, it's like me going back in my acting, and saying, no, we want more money. And I'll say to my agents, go back and try and get more money. And I'm clear that I want to do this job, so make the best deal you can. You understand?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
It's all self-worth stuff.
Do you know when it's a good time for me to ask? Like now, or should I wait?
When you're in alignment. When you're in alignment
okay.
with it. So when do you think you'll be in alignment with it? Because you see, you just stated it.
Right.
So you said to me,
I feel like I want to ask now, but I wasn't sure if I needed to prove. I'm thinking about if I need to prove my worthiness, like work some more, make them love me. You know what I mean? But
well,
yeah.
Again, that's coming
a choice.
From it as more of a manipulation intention instead
okay.
of, you know, they're saying a
yeah.
week and you said a week.
Okay.
Okay. When you ask me. Remember, guys, in the question is already the answer.
The answer.
Thank you, baby. And congratulations for creating it. Let's just
Thank
keep
you.
Creating more
Thank
of
you.
What you want now. Okay?
Okay. Yes.
All
Thank
right,
you.
Baby cakes. Bye-bye. All right, Mr. Daniel in Arizona. How are
hey,
you?
You know, Merry Christmas.
Thank
well?
You. I want you to check this 200-02. What do you get?
I got to grab my pendulum.
Daniel just completed Creation Station where the 200-01 came in.
Yes, and that's quite powerful.
So what we're testing is the frequency of 200-02 is the frequency of unconditional love, which is the frequency of God and Christ energy.
Oh, yeah, big yes.
Okay, great. I always like affirmations, especially with those of you ever learning the pendulum. I think you all should work with muscle testing with your fingers or some way, you know, because it sure does help you when you want to screw around with doubting yourself. It really is a good tool not to do that. What's up, Daniel? What can we help you with?
Okay, that's quite interesting. Well, my question goes right into what you just said about doubt. I've had some wonderful creating in the past couple of weeks. And then a whole bunch of little challenges that are popping up that throw you into fear and doubt. So what's that about?
It's exactly what the next webinar is. See, as soon as I claim the next webinar, information starts coming in about it. And that's what they're talking about. How can we be the powerful creators and the gods of us if we are in fear of that power? And that looks like, oh, I'm going to be judged. Oh, my gosh, what if I'm wrong? Gosh, I'm going to lose friends because they're going to think I'm a whack job. You name it. Our minds will come up with it. Doesn't make sense. Well, you know, power through divine love doesn't make sense to most people in this world. But it makes sense to the heart, to everybody. So they want to give you, are we going to a core belief, straight to a core belief? They want to give you what your, this page here. Yeah, see, they take me right to number one, I can never be God. So, my God, I'm just going back to Creation Station because by the time we went through everybody else and got all of that balanced and everything, by the time we got to you, it literally was the statement, I am God. And I think it's funny yeah. that you're doubting that you are.
Well, I'm not understanding that.
You're not
it's
understanding
like I know,
what?
But then why is that popping up?
It's popping up, honey, because that's the big chasm we all have to jump across right now. This is, are you kidding me, guys? This is not a thought. I don't know a lot of other spiritual communities that literally say we're God. You know, it's one thing to say we're the energy of God. It's a whole different thing to say we're God. And we get to choose the part of God that we are, because God's everything. Yin, yang, positive, negative, up, down, sideways, backwards. What part of God do you want to choose to be in focus on? Unconditional love, judgment and fear, knowing or doubt, Daniel?
Well, I think I'm getting is all of it. And it's in allowing ourselves to acknowledge that that is truly who we are.
Well, yeah, you've got to in order to be it. So what's your biggest fear? What is, and it's a religiously based fear, Daniel. What's your biggest fear in claiming that? What's going to happen if you're God? Okay, well, I'm going to tell you the words they're giving me. If I'm God, I die. Look what happened to Christ. He came forward and said, I'm God. Joan of Arc came forward and said, I'm God. Everybody that's come forward, so we've been taught. But I want to remind all of you, my pendulum keeps hitting me, which is the, hello, you're right on the money on this one. As you believe, it is delivered to you. So we have been taught that everyone that has come forward in their power and claiming the God that they are, we have been taught has met their demise. So we might as well change the story, guys. If we don't change it, who's going to change it?
Right. And it seems like the challenges have been popping up since the last webinar with the born again and the Christ energy.
Of course. The challenges are going to come forward because you've committed to move forward. And so the challenges, let me tell you, I haven't been challenged for years. And I know this is going to sound funny. I haven't been challenged for years as much as I have with the whole assistant thing that's gone on in the last 6 weeks. And why? Because it's made me feel all my old stuff, not supported, not respected, not taken care of, to the point that then I can't take care of you. And that, what I learned is when I can't take care of the people I love, they die. So emotionally, this has been the worst roller coaster. Thank God for this work, because I've been able to stay most of the time balanced around all of it. And that's what I mean when I say there's pony in the poop. If you're being challenged, look for the pony. What do I get to learn? What do I get to let go of? Why is this button being pushed? That's where your gift is, Daniel.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Okay, well, then just do it, babe. Yeah, just do it. Just push through it. Every time that challenge comes up, you take a deep breath and go, I'm safe here to be powerful. What do I want to do? Okay?
All righty.
Hold on, sir. I'm not getting anything else, dude, so don't keep looking for anything else.
Nope.
Okay.
I'm safe.
Yeah.
Safe
you're
it.
Safe to be this powerful, indeed. And that is exactly what they gave me, creation completion. I am safe to create. And so here we are. Happy holidays, baby.
Happy
I love
holidays.
The both of you.
Love
bye-bye.
You much.
Love you too. Kimmy in Phoenix. Woo. Hold on. You're on.
Hello.
Hi,
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Happy New Year and happy belated birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
You bet. Man, this call is just pro, as usual. As listening to the last caller, I was just thinking that I'm scared to be powerful because I believe that I haven't had an experience of being powerful, or if I had, it got taken away from me.
Okay, excuse me. Did you not just create Wellness from Cancer this year?
Yes, I did, ma'am, and thank you for bringing that to my attention
again.
Yeah,
see, that's what they're saying. We've got to acknowledge. We're going, oh, I didn't have anything to do with it. Well, you flippin' did have something to do with it.
Yes, I did.
You know, there are a lot of people who are having treatments like you did and not having the results that you did, Kim.
True. That's
so
true.
You're the only, you know, you're the only part of that equation that's different.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to acknowledge the powerful things that we do in order to be more powerful.
Yes, you're right.
Okay, so why, you see, your safety about creating, my God, maybe we'll just do the webinar over the next few calls. Oh, no, they're saying, no, we're just opening up the energy. I guess this is going to be a biggie if we're starting this early. But
okay.
You're not safe to create and be that powerful because you're in fear that it's going to be taken away.
Yes. Okay.
And so isn't that what most of us do? Then we just don't go all the way to create it. It's like, what the use? Somebody's going to take it away from me anyway. But I'm telling you, you got to step out and go for what you want. And, you know, like Daniel, okay, well, I've had all these challenges. What part of me is holding back? Where am I not safe? Where's the pony? Where's the pony? Where's the pony?
And it's interesting you say, where's the pony? Because I have been looking at that this past week. And, you know, I am getting, okay, this is what's going on. That's what's happened. So I am telling myself to, okay, that was the past. Let it go. It doesn't go into the future anymore.
Okay, but then in that moment, you have to be clear about stating and directing what you want.
Yes. Okay.
I'm going to let go of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's not who I am anymore. That's not the definition of the God of me that I'm choosing. This is, from this moment on, I am the powerful God of me that is choosing and creating blank. Got to state the, but you've got to redirect the energy. Otherwise, you redirect it from the negative, but you haven't directed it toward a clear statement of what you want, Kim. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
Yep.
I really appreciate that.
You bet, sweetheart. Happy New Year. It's going to be a great one, Kim.
Oh, it's going to get interesting, to say the least.
It's going to be a great one. A great,
yes, it will.
Powerful. You know, we just have to stay balanced, guys. There's going to be a lot of stuff going down politically and financially. We have to stay in our power of knowing that we are in the world, not of it, and we create our reality. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Have a great Christmas, sweetheart.
Thank you, ma'am. You too. Love you.
Love you too. Miss Mary in South Carolina.
Hey, baby cakes.
Hey, baby cakes.
<What's up? laughs> Merry Christmas to you.
Thank
you.
I
just have been thinking about you and the wonderful time we had with you when we were out for our beautiful creation station.
Yeah, it was quite a weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I was going through falling in and out a bit yesterday and the day before.
It's the holidays, Mary. What are the holidays bringing up for you that's challenging your balance? There's a sadness. There's a sadness. What's the sadness about?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. It's like I'm missing something that I used to have, and I couldn't put a finger on it until last night.
Okay, what was it? Because I said those very words yesterday, too.
What I came on was I wanted to sit down and watch an old Christmas movie and cry and think of my mother and tell her how much I missed her and just allow myself to enjoy the sadness for what it was and take it at nothing more. And I did, and I just felt like a new person this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to allow ourselves. I mean, we can't say I'm not feeling this way.
Yeah.
For me, you know, and for a lot of us guys, the things that are going on politically in the world, and again, back to safety, you see, with the, all this stuff with North Korea, it usually at Christmas, that all dissipates for me, whatever's going on.
Yeah.
But we're just inundated with it right now. So, and you don't hear me say this very much, for the next 5 days, turn the dang news off, you know, and celebrate the love of the season. And that's really
what you were doing,
Mary.
That's what I did. Yeah.
Yeah, you were celebrating the love for your mom. And
I was. And I, you know what it also brought up, and I love that you just said this, I was not feeling safe. And for some reason or another, when I allowed myself to bring her in and just let her cuddle me, sort of, I got that safety back, and then I was able to get balanced again.
All right, so let's explore that for just a few seconds.
Okay.
So, what you really did was take yourself back into the state of love.
Yeah.
And when we take ourselves back into the state of love, that's what we experience. And so if any of us are wanting to feel more the state of love during this holiday season, we have to take ourselves into the state of love. And then the love that is inherent in the season can permeate who we are.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing, huh?
Yeah.
And so it is. And so
and
it is.
And so it is. Oh,
thank
I
you,
love
Miss
you.
Mary.
Merry
love
Christmas.
You too. You
and
too,
thank
baby.
You, Jan. That was awesome.
Yeah, thank you, Jan. That was awesome. Thank you, Mary.
Okay.
Yeah, we really appreciate that, Jan. Catherine in New York, we got to make it a little bit quick here. You there, Catherine?
Hi, yes. Hi, sorry.
Oh, hi. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. I was wondering, I have happy holidays, first of all. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm wondering if the doctor I'll be seeing on the 26th is the one I should trust, I should go with.
I get a yes, and I get that's the right question. There is something else, another piece of information. Okay, the first piece is, do not forget, Catherine, like we talked about with Kim, you have to do your work. Don't just turn it over to the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
You talk to your body. You tell your body what you want it to do. You love your body. Now, they want to give you a core belief. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
This page here. Two. Okay. Again, they're taking us to, I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. Why would you not know? Oh, my God, we're back to it, guys. Full circle. You don't, there's a little tiny part of you, Catherine, that doesn't want to know you are powerful enough to heal yourself.
Right.
Okay. So you have to talk to whatever's going on, talk to that part of your body and go, look, I do want to know. I'm making a choice right now. I want to know that I'm powerful enough to create health everywhere in my body. So thank you for bringing this to my attention. I'm working with my light. I'm sending you the light of healing and health. You can dissipate. You can flow out of my body now. Thank you for bringing this to my attention. I am perfect health. Work with your light. It works, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you know, yeah. I those of you that are really working with the light and directing the light throughout your body, I want you to call and tell me some of the successes you're having with this. I'm getting emails about it, but I'd like people to hear it on the show, too. Hold on. There's one more thing, Catherine. One more core belief. Yes. You absolutely can be God enough to do this. Are you ready, willing, and able to accept that now?
Yes, indeed. Indeed, with all my heart.
Okay,
yes.
I get a yes on that. Don't be afraid of that power. This is only power, guys, for good. This power can only create good because it comes and is divine love. Okay? So it's not, you can't ever abuse this power because you can't ever love too much. Do you understand? There's a little
yes.
part of you, and they're taking me to your dad, that when you think of power, you think of abusive power. So be very clear that's not in your way, sweetheart,
mm-hmm.
that you absolutely want power through divine love, as divine love, and you're ready, willing, and able to accept that, okay?
Yes, yes.
All right. Thank you, darling.
Yes. Thank you, and wonderful holiday. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you. Blessings. Thank you.
Oh, such a sweet, sweet voice. Well, guys, just know that whatever came through was absolutely for you and yours for the new year. Let's all just claim, I am ready, willing, able, I accept to be the greatest power of divine love and conditional love possible. I'm choosing that for me. I'm accepting that's who I am. That's the new definition of who I am. I am ready to create miracles. And so it is. All righty. I will see you next Sunday on the air live. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Go out and love. Until we meet again, love yourself and love yourself and love yourself more. Because you know, that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.